Melbourne Writers Festival acknowledges the peoples of the Kulin Nation, the traditional owners of the land on which this event was recorded. We pay our respects to their elders, past and present. Hello, I'm Michaela Maguire, Artistic Director of Melbourne Writers Festival. You're listening to a conversation recorded live at our 2023 festival. If you enjoy listening to this podcast, please consider making a donation to Melbourne Writers Festival. As a not-for-profit organisation, inspiring, thoughtful and challenging discussions like the one you are about to listen to are only made possible thanks to the generous support of people like you. Learn how you can be part of our community at mwf.com.au/support. I hope you enjoy this episode. This event was supported through the Melbourne City Revitalisation Fund, a $200 million partnership of the Victorian Government and the City of Melbourne. Please welcome Benjamin Dreyer.
By good rights, I ought not to have so much put on me, but there seems no other way. Len says one steady pull more ought to do it. He says the best way out is always through. That's not me, by the way. That's Robert Frost. Frost also said, and it's one of my favorite things that anyone has ever said, no surprise for the writer, no surprise for the reader. So when I sat down to collect and write down my thoughts in preparation for speaking with you this evening, when I performed that occasionally terrifying act of opening up a new Word file and seeing only blank whiteness and a cursor, my first thought was, let's see where this starts and let's see where it goes. Let's let surprise happen. I mean, they're just words. You can always fix them later. But as we all know, you can't fix what you haven't yet written. This starts then, I've decided, once upon a time, on Monday, March 2nd, 2020, the last day, at least for me, of what I think of as the before times. I was leaving New York City for a three-week writing retreat in cozy suburban Illinois, and suddenly, perhaps it was simply the eternal semi-strangeness of being in an airport, the high-ceiling spaces, the way people tend to keep their voices slightly down. Yes, even in New York City, they keep their voices slightly down. Everything felt different. The short version, as I tend to recall it, it felt like the day that ha ha ha, stop touching your face, gave way to something bad is about to happen. The writing retreat was, to be honest, a bust. My concentration dwindled by the day. I missed my husband and our dog. Our little party of artists, there were about a dozen of us, grew increasingly sullen, and then one by one, people began to make their premature exits, the Decameron giving way to, and then there were none, or nearly none. Meanwhile, back in New York City, the circumstances of my day job at Random House, I was supposed to be ignoring it, and I absolutely wasn't able to, were shifting from it's okay if you'd prefer to work from home, to we strongly suggest that you work from home rather than come into the office, to we're about to lock the door, so come get your stuff. By the time I gave up and decided to go home, barely prematurely, on the morning of Wednesday the 18th, too late as it eventually turned out, by just a few hours to indeed come get my stuff, everything had gone, as I believe you say here, pear-shaped. The vast O'Hare Airport was nearly deserted. In the near silence, I could hear myself chewing my Egg McMuffin with sausage. McDonald's is my only when traveling treat. I would call it a guilty pleasure, but over the years I've become increasingly resistant to guilt about anything. It's one of the nicer functions of the aging process. there were at most a dozen other passengers on the plane, certainly more crew than writers. And then I was home. The next part, I suppose, is the interesting parts. But I don't always have the gumption or the stamina or the stomach to go through it all over again, not even in my own mind, much less in public. So let's see what Virginia Woolf has to say on the subject. Mr. Ramsay, stumbling along a passage one dark morning, stretched his arms out. But Mrs. Ramsay, having died rather suddenly the night before, his arms, though stretched out, remained empty. Death by subordinate clause. Death in passing. Death, indeed, in the past before you even know it. I have been through my deaths, and perhaps, quite likely, you've been through yours. People who had always been there weren't, suddenly or eventually. I'll tell you what my friend the novelist Elizabeth Strout said to me. Perhaps you'll find it useful one day. Your mother would not want you to be in pain, but your grief honors her. The best way out, as Robert Frost instructed us, is through. But okay, things happen, people leave us, the world shuts down and the world reopens. We realize over time, sooner or later, that we're never going back to anything. We're only going forward and finding a new way. So just a few days ago, I got on a plane for the first time since March 18th, 2020, and I traveled as far away as it's possible to get from New York City without heading back the other way. And here I am. And here you all are, and I have no idea what time it is. But I know I'm happy to be here among all of you with whom I share the storytelling gene. Now, as the first one of us to grab the lectern, perhaps I'm the one who's supposed to utter the magic words. And apologies in advance to my fellow writers if any one of them thought they were going to get first dibs. I guess I've been away for a while. Well, now I'm here. One last thing, if I may, one more bit of quoted matter, because perhaps I will always trust other writers' writing more than my own. In his play, Six Degrees of Separation, John Guare, speaking through his heroine, Ouiza Kittredge, cautions us against turning experience into anecdote. How do we fit what happened to us into life without turning it into an anecdote with no teeth and a punchline you'll mouth over and over for years to come? It was an experience. How do we keep the experience? I don't always know, but let's find out. Thank you.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this discussion and would like to support Melbourne Writers Festival, visit mwf.com.au/support.